WNCW. I'm Pam Bunch.
I'm speaking with Chris Armbrust, the executive director of the Eunice Wayman Nina Simone Memorial Project.
Good morning.
For those who do not know the basic history of Eunice Wayman, Nina Simone, give us a very brief background.
Eunice Wayman was born in Tryon, North Carolina in February of 1933. She had her early training under Muriel Mazanovich, wife of the noted North Carolina artist Lawrence Mazanovich. Came to the notice of several influential Tryonites, Mrs. George B. Miller and Esther Moore, who provided financial support for her to develop her art. Through that support, for example, she was able to attend the Allen School in Asheville, North Carolina, from which she graduated in 1950 as valedictorian. Following her graduation, she went to Juilliard in New York City, where she studied with Carl Friedberg, who, interestingly, had been a student himself of Johannes Brahms and Clara Schumann. So, metaphorically speaking, Eunice Wayman, a.k.a. Nina Simone, is the musical granddaughter of Johannes Brahms and Clara Schumann. Rather staggers the imagination.
It really does. And to think that she has such a near association with those of us here in, now we're here in Rutherford County, but Polk County, Western North Carolina. And as a matter of fact, her mother lived for a time in Forest City, North Carolina, over in Grahamtown. So she has a connection to all of us. And yet she's international.
Absolutely.
And so What you're doing at this point is working on it's a three-tiered memorial project, basically.
Yes, it is. The project contains a general needs-based scholarship open to applicants from any global point. Secondly, an over-life-sized bronze sculpture of Nina Simone by noted artist Zenos Froudakis, who is based in Philadelphia. And lastly, an annual Trans World Music Festival, which we hope will become a signature Tryon, Polk County, Western North Carolina event.
Now, the scholarship part of it is already underway and has been in effect for a couple of years now.
We launched the scholarship in 2007, mm-hmm. And we received some excellent news this week concerning our very first Nina Simone scholarship winner, Miss Megan Elizabeth Miller, who has been accepted to Oxford University, UK.
Oh, that's amazing. And also, it's time right now for those applications.
Yes, it is. Scholarship applications can be found on our website, ninasimoneproject.org, and the application deadline is early May.
And there are two of those for different ages.
Two scholarships, mm-hmm. The junior scholarship for rising sixth graders through rising 11th graders, the senior scholarship for rising 12th graders and beyond. There is no age limit. The scholarship can be used for formal academic coursework and or cultural enrichment programs with an educational element.
Now, tell me about the bronze statue, because this is really why this week is such an important week as well.
The sculpture model by Zenos Froudakis was previewed in Jet Magazine this week, March 2nd through 9th issue, page 22. Interestingly as well, the cover for this particular issue features India Ari, who several years ago appeared as Nina Simone in the NBC miniseries American Dreams.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about the artist, this sculptor.
Zenos Froudakis is quite well known internationally. His work is to be found in any number of government, university, and private collections. Some might be already familiar with his National Air Force Memorial Honor Guard at Arlington Cemetery. And another favorite of mine is entitled Freedom, which is in Philadelphia. He additionally is at work presently on a sculpture, 50-foot sculpture, entitled Gateway to Growth for Drexel University.
Now, how did he, it is a full body model.
Yes, it is an 8-foot sculpture, mm-hmm. seated.
Okay.
Which gives us an overall height of 6'8".
And the life model for it?
The life model, we were most fortunate to have Nina Simone's daughter, Lisa Simone Kelly, who performs under the single name Simone. She herself has quite a background in theater and music. Any number of leading roles in Broadway productions, including Aida, Rent, Jesus Christ Superstar, Les Miserables.
Now, the final phase of the project has yet to be realized, and that is the festival, the musical.
It has not yet been realized, but we are certainly in the planning stages. We hope next year. We have been most fortunate, for example, to have partnered with the North Carolina-based plastics recycler Eco Resin, who underwrote our scholarship program.
Wonderful.
With a very generous donation. There are any number of projects which yet need to be done. And those projects are best acquitted with the help of other people. For example, the North Carolina Division of Tourism and the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area.
You will keep us informed?
Indeed I shall.
And again, the website?
NinaSimoneProject.org.
Thank you so much, Chris Armbrust, for coming by, and congratulations. I mean, this has been a great week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.